Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special SGS cut right here. You know, Isaac has never watched much total nonstop action wrestling, which means he has not listened to the greatness that is a lot of total nonstop action wrestling. So we're just going to sit here and we're going to have him. Greatness is relative. We're going to have him quickly react to something that he's never heard. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. We'll find out. It's our first time trying this new segment of Theme Song Review.
I will give you my honest opinion. I promise. So welcome, Dozer, myself. We welcome you to the first ever SGS Reacts and Reviews music entrance themes.
Yep. Just changing my screen setup so I can pause when somebody needs to talk.
You're good, so, man. You do your thing, man. I'm just going to sit here and smoke my blunt and wait. And I'll just keep filling up the air. Oh, boy.
Now that we're all deaf.
You can turn it up a little bit. Wait. Start over. I'm sorry.
No worries.
This is what in reggae music, in reggae, they call that the pull up. They go pull up and then they start over. So we're going to do a pull up.
Okay. You want to start from the beginning without your eardrums bleeding?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give this a go again.
One more time.
You know, right off the bat, I think this fits Mick Foley pretty well.
I mean, here's the thing that's funny is like, it's very like the beginning is supposed to obviously be a ripoff of the car crash.
Yeah.
Which is like anytime you in a movie, if you make a bad movie and in that movie you reference a good movie to try and explain your bad movie's plot, all you're doing is reminding people that they're watching a movie that's not as good as the original.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I was like, oh, that's like a bad like version, like the fucking Wish, like a Chinese bootleg version of the song.
But
and then the chick chick bang bang is who is it? Who is it?
Chick chick boom boom.
Oh, saliva, fuck. Is it?
Something like that. I'm sorry, it's been a long time since I heard
POD.
POD.
They definitely had that shit.
And it was like, it's almost the same thing. Sorry, yeah, let's keep.
Yeah,
me.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay, the first thing I always think about Mick Foley is I always think of him speeding down a highway. That is definitely the first thing that always comes to my mind.
What? Yeah, like what?
What the fuck is with these white lines on the road?
Yeah, what is like, when? Since when is Mick Foley ever, like the thing that he's famous for outside of wrestling is hitchhiking. From Long Island to Madison Square Garden. He didn't drive. He hitchhiked.
And being the cheapest man in pro wrestling.
He drove. He always caught a ride. Jesus Christ.
But so far, they've fit two of his catchphrases. We've got bang, bang, and have a nice day. Will they manage to get, have mercy in here?
I don't know. Will they?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I honestly don't.
Have a nice day.
Why did another singer just jump in here that's like significantly worse?
This is the thing, is this like feels like like something they would do like on it's like a bad like fucking like late 90s 2000s like sitcom, like when like the cool kid does like a rap for the fucking school talent show to impress, and this is his rap and it's like fucking just like the worst thing, but they just present it as being just incredibly cool. I feel like that's what's happening. It's
when you had that guy from Dare come in to rap to you why drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Okay, let me tell you why. Because they make you gay.
So Wendy's rap is better than
totally. I mean, Christ almighty. This is brutal. No weapons needed. Mick Foley loves weapons. I remember him trying to throw chairs up on top of the cage.
Yeah.
Chick, boom, boom. I mean, bang, bang. Man, it feels like it's like a generic, create a character, like theme song with just the worst fucking. I got two hands in the wheel of having a good day. You know how I feel.
How would you feel if I told you this is one of the better ones?
I mean, it wouldn't.
Just to complete this. Let's see if I have it here. We want somebody else who was in WWE and went to TNA.
Well, can you pull up Bobby Roode's TNA theme? Because the Glorious theme?
The Glorious is fucking perfect.
Is incredible. So I want to hear...
Don't expect Glorious.
No, I don't. So, I mean, it does kind of. Again, it feels like, how is the one that was first feel like the knockoff, like the fake, like the fucking the fake Gucci bag of the
well,
two?
It's like Hydrox is the first cookie, but everybody looks at them as knockoff Oreo.
Hydrox, those are the Jewish ones.
Yes. The Oreos are now kosher. Does it pick up? No.
This is it? This is it?
There's no drop? Oh, there we go.
What? It feels like the closing credits from like a bad 90s action.
Yeah. I was going to say a Marvel.
There you go. That too. Yeah. It's just got that feel of like, this is the end of the movie. Please do not leave garbage under your seat.
Well, it was TNA. There was a lot of garbage going around.
Wow. Yeah. Compared to Glorious, this is not.
Yeah. Definitely don't need to listen to the whole thing because.
Oof.
Okay. Last one because you need to hear this.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry, people.
This is got to be Jeff Hardy's band, right?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's
so bad. Is it better or worse than Willow the Wisp?
I don't know, because I've never heard the Willow the Wisp.
Well, let's check that one out, because that was fucking terrible. That was oof, that was bad. That made the best thing, the best music reviewers of all time are Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
And they were reviewing a song by one of the bands I really never liked, Radiohead. and Beavis read the song by saying, Hey Butthead, you know when you get one of those boners that just like won't go away? Well, when I get one of those, I listen to Radiohead. and it goes away.
I have a feeling this may be one of those songs.
Oh, no.
Where's the hook?
It's just, again, it feels like a copy of a copy of a copy. This feels like a copy of a copy of Marilyn Manson.
I listen to wrestling themes when I'm driving down the road a lot. But there's a reason Jim Johnson and CFO Money made a lot of theme. Because they all start off with a bang. There's a hook in the middle. There's not this shit.
There's a recognition of this.
Willow Wisp could be my favorite wrestler in the world. And I am not sure I'd recognize it if it came on the Tron.
No, I would have no idea the fuck that
one. Okay, let's hear some final one because we got to do somebody who has an iconic theme that has been riffed on in multiple different iterations.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and yes, they're doing it again. Just very, very terrible. Very, very terrible.
Oh, wow. That was the cool thing about old fucks. Just play whatever.
They didn't give a fuck. And, WWE's version of Man in a Box is pretty damn good. It's the instrumental. You feel it.
That, though, good luck.
Like, I hear enough to just touch on it, but...
Yeah, man, it's like somebody like took a sip of Coke and like spit it into a cup and then it rained in the cup and like you can like drink it and you're gonna be like, oh, maybe there's like a little hint of Coca-Cola in there, but it just tastes like shit.
Yeah, and you know what, on that incredible turd swirling around the toilet of death, I think we're going to sign off. Hey, maybe this concept will be good and we'll do more. Maybe this concept sucks and y'all will fucking hate it and we'll never do it again.
We got to get you. Shane is our resident musical
buff.
Aficionado. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Shane loves bad music. I love good stuff.
I love bad covers.
He must enjoy the because he hates good music, so he'll love these.
Yes. But you know, till next time, I'm Dozer. He's Isaac. We'll catch you later.
Toodles.